Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor
Sossaman. This is Seminarian Ryan Mann in for Monsignor Sossaman, and I welcome you to this JMJ Moment. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." In today's Gospel, our Lord clearly and unapologetically declares that the Christian life necessarily entails sacrifice and hardship. "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." St. Paul echoes this notion when he exhorts the Romans that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. To live as a Christian means to live in imitation of Christ, and that does not exclude the suffering of his passion. The martyrs experienced this sharing in the cross in a very explicit manner, witnessing to the gospel and proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ, not wavering amidst hardships, even to the point of sealing their testimony with their blood. While not all of us are expected to die a martyr's death, as Pope Pius XII reminded the faithful when commenting on the life of young martyr Maria Goretti, each of us is called to the pursuit of Christian virtue, which demands strength of character and a constant, persistent, and relentless effort that is asked of us right up to the moment of our death. Regardless of our circumstances, we are called to unite whatever difficulties or trials we might have to the suffering of Christ on the cross. This should not be a cause for dismay. Rather, these words of Christ should stir in our hearts a sense of hope in God's generosity. As Jesus says, "Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it, and whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The sacrifices of his people do not go unnoticed by our Heavenly Father, and he will not be outdone in generosity. We hear that in today's first reading from the second book of Kings. The woman of Shunem extended hospitality to the prophet Elisha, and in return for welcoming his prophet into her home, the Lord blessed the woman with a long-awaited son. If we give of ourselves out of love for the Lord, whether that be through the heroic witness of martyrdom or through small acts of charity in everyday life, our Lord will bestow his blessings and joy upon us, a joy that only comes from entrusting ourselves to the God who loves us. So today, let us ask God for the grace to face whatever hardships or trials may come our way, to unite them to Christ's sufferings on the cross, and to have the hope that the promised reward will be given to us, to enter into the heavenly kingdom, and to live in the love and joy of the Blessed Trinity forever.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.